As long as Jesus is alive, there's hope for you. There's hope for your situation. You might find yourself going through hard times, difficult times, but as long as Jesus is alive, help is on the way. There's hope and healing. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. There's comfort and restoration. Believe Him by faith. Look to the comforting arms of Christ. Know that He's alive and well able to help you in your situation and in your need.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth in Fact, and I pray that you're having a blessed day. We're going to be in the New Testament, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 24, and then verse 31. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew Him, and He vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us on the road, and while He opened the Scriptures to us?" My friend, do you have a burning heart for Jesus? In fact, when you read His Word, does your heart burn within you? When the preacher is ministering the Word of God, does it just burn within your heart? I pray that you have a renewed passion for Jesus Christ. And I think it's imperative that we as the church, as Christians, as believers, have a heart that's on fire for God. You love Him. You love His Word. And I pray that you have a desire to draw closer to the Lord. Well, what do we find here? That had just taken place in Jerusalem. This was the place where Jesus had been crucified. Calvary had just taken place 3 days before. Jesus gave His life for all humanity to be saved. He laid His life down willingly and lovingly. He paid the price for our sins. Jerusalem, the place where Jesus had been crucified, but it was also the place where Jesus rose from the grave, praise God. Yes, Jesus died on Calvary's hill. Yes, Jesus was crucified. Yes, Jesus was put in the tomb. This is all true, but that's not the end of the story. Jesus also rose from that grave. Yes, He's no longer in the grave. Yes, He's risen. Yes, He's alive. And yes, there's no power that can keep Him down. And yes, because He lives, we live also. So folks, let me just say this. He's alive, praise God. And for all those who are born again, He's alive in you. He dwells within your heart. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. He's not dead, but He's alive. He changed my life, and I pray that He changed your life. He washed my sins away. He gave me a new start, a new beginning, and a new life, praise God. And if God can do it for me, then God can do it for you. I like Romans 8 and 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. All praise Jesus. Now, before Jesus would be crucified on Calvary, He spoke of His death. He would give His life for all humanity and on the third day rise from the grave. Now, destroy this temple, and He will raise it up in 3 days. Jesus spoke concerning these things. But the two men on the road to Emmaus did not believe, and because Jesus had been crucified, to their knowledge, all was hopeless. To their knowledge, Jesus was dead. Therefore, all their hopes were dead. In fact, they said, "But we were hoping that it was He who was going to redeem Israel." Perhaps you've been there. You've been at that place where it seemed that all hope was lost. All dreams were gone. It seemed that all was lost. It's over. It's done. This was where these men were at. They thought this would be the Messiah, the one who would deliver Israel from their bondage, especially the bondage of the Roman Empire. But little did they know that Jesus wasn't dead, but alive. You might wonder if there's any hope for you. You might be going through a difficult time right now. Maybe you feel that all is lost. As long as Jesus is alive, there's hope for you. There's hope for your situation. You may find yourself going through a hard time. You may find yourself going through a difficult time, but as long as Jesus is alive, help is on the way. There is hope. There's healing. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. There's comfort and there is restoration through Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.